Welcome to Dynamite Adventures. Journey back in time as we explore the fascinating world of dinosaurs and prehistoric life.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of one of the coolest dinosaurs ever.
Oh, yeah.
The Brontosaurus.
You got that right.
Well, its name gives us a pretty good clue. Brontosaurus means thunder lizard.
That sounds super cool.
It does.
But why would they call it that? Did it make thunder sounds?
Not exactly, but close. Scientists think that when this gigantic dinosaur walked, the ground would shake so much that it probably sounded like thunder rumbling.
Can you imagine how cool that would be to hear the ground shaking as a giant walked by? So how big was this thunder lizard?
Get ready to be amazed. A Brontosaurus could grow to be over 70 feet long. That's longer than a school bus. And they weighed somewhere between 15 and 20 tons.
Really?
That's like having four or five elephants standing on one spot.
So what did this giant look like? Did it have sharp teeth and claws, like a T-Rex?
Not quite. The Brontosaurus was a gentle giant. Picture this. A long, long neck stretching high up into the air. A big, round body, like a giant bathtub.
Wow.
And a strong, powerful tail that could probably whip back and forth.
Cool.
It had sturdy legs, like pillars holding up a building, and a surprisingly small head for such a big dinosaur. Oh, and its teeth. They were more like pegs, perfect for stripping leaves off branches.
Okay, so a gentle giant with a super long neck.
Brontosaurus lived way back in the late Jurassic period, about 150 million years ago.
Wow.
Back then, North America, where they lived, was a very different place. Imagine lush forests filled with giant ferns and all sorts of yummy plants for our Brontosaurus friend to munch on.
Speaking of munching, what did something that big eat all day long? Did it chomp on other dinosaurs?
Actually, even though it was huge, the Brontosaurus was an herbivore, meaning it only ate plants.
Really?
Can you believe that? To fuel that giant body, it spent all day munching on plants.
Wow, that must have been a lot of plants. But how did it eat if its teeth were like pegs? Did it chew its food like we do?
That's a great question. You see, the Brontosaurus didn't actually chew its food. It swallowed those leaves whole. And get this, they had special stones in their stomachs called gastroliths.
Gastro what?
Gastroliths. They're like little rocks that helped grind up the leaves in their tummy like a rock tumbler inside. Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible. So we know what they ate, but how did something so big move around? Did it run super fast or did it kind of lumber around?
Well, think of it this way. A Brontosaurus walking on all fours with a slow, lumbering gait, kind of like an elephant, only much, much bigger. They weren't built for speed, but they were definitely built for power.
Okay, so slow and steady wins the race, or in this case, the yummy leaves. But what if a mean dinosaur tried to attack it? Could it fight back?
That's where that powerful tail comes in. Scientists think the Brontosaurus could use its long tail like a whip, either to defend itself against predators or maybe even to communicate with other Brontosauruses.
Whoa, that would definitely scare me away. So they used their tails for defense, but did they have any other ways to stay safe?
Well, they weren't loners. Brontosaurus probably traveled in herds, kind of like a big family. Being in a group would have made it much harder for predators like the Allosaurus to attack them.
That makes sense. Safety in numbers, right?
Yeah.
But wait a minute. I remember hearing somewhere that the Brontosaurus wasn't really a real dinosaur. What's up with that?
Ah, you're talking about the great Brontosaurus mix-up. For a long time, scientists thought that the bones they found of a Brontosaurus actually belonged to another dinosaur called Apatosaurus.
Wait, so there's like a big dinosaur identity crisis going on.
Exactly. It all started way back in the 1870s during a time called the Bone Wars. Imagine scientists racing to find new dinosaur bones and give them names. Sometimes they even made mistakes, like mixing up the Brontosaurus with the Apatosaurus.
Wow, that sounds kind of crazy. So what happened to the Brontosaurus name?
Well, in 1879, a scientist named Othniel Charles Marsh found some bones and called them Brontosaurus. But later, other scientists thought those bones were just a different type of Apatosaurus. Sadly, the name Brontosaurus was dropped for a while.
Oh, no. Poor Brontosaurus. So does that mean it was gone forever?
Not quite. The story gets even better. In 2015, some really smart scientists took another look at all those bones
okay.
and made an awesome discovery. They realized there actually were enough differences.
Really?
To make the Brontosaurus its own unique dinosaur again.
Yay! The Brontosaurus is back! That's so awesome! I bet those Brontosauruses were super happy. So if they were real, did they make those loud, scary roars we hear in movies?
That's a great question. You know, even though we see dinosaurs roaring in movies, we don't know for sure what sounds they made. Scientists think that instead of roaring, Brontosaurus might have made low, deep rumbling noises, kind of like elephants or whales do today.
Low rumbles. That's still pretty cool. Okay, so besides its giant size, what else made the Brontosaurus so special?
Well, think about it. Its size and strength alone made it a force to be reckoned with. Most predators probably wouldn't even try to mess with a full-grown Brontosaurus. Plus, their long necks let them reach food that other dinosaurs couldn't, giving them a big advantage at the prehistoric dinner table.
So they were like the kings and queens of the salad bar.
Exactly. And here's another cool fact. Scientists believe that their necks might have had special air sacs inside, kind of like balloons.
Air sacs in their necks. What were those for?
Well, imagine carrying around a neck that long. It would be super heavy. The air sacs would have made their necks lighter and easier to lift, almost like they were floating a little bit.
Wow. A giant floating neck.
Yeah.
That's amazing. They were strong. They had cool air sacs, and they were super duper big. No wonder the Brontosaurus is one of the most famous dinosaurs ever.
Absolutely. You see them in books, toys, and even cartoons. The Brontosaurus has definitely captured our imaginations.
And for a good reason. I mean, who doesn't love a gentle giant that could shake the ground with its footsteps?
It's a dinosaur that definitely leaves a big impression.
Well, I know one thing for sure. If I could travel back in time, I would love to see a Brontosaurus in real life. It would be so cool to watch it munch on leaves and lumber through those ancient forests.
Just imagine seeing a whole herd of these magnificent creatures moving together, their long necks swaying like giant treetops. It would be an incredible sight.
Whoa. That gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. Now it's your turn to use your imaginations. If you were a Brontosaurus, what kind of plants do you think you would eat? Would you go for the tallest trees or maybe stick to the tastiest ferns?
And how would it feel to have such a long neck? Would you use it to reach the highest leaves, peek over mountains, or maybe even give your friends a gentle nudge? Let your imaginations run wild.
The world of dinosaurs is full of mystery and wonder, and thanks to amazing scientists and their discoveries, we get to learn more and more about these incredible creatures all the time.
And who knows, maybe someday some of you listening will become paleontologists and make even more amazing discoveries about the dinosaurs that roamed our planet millions of years ago.
Keep your eyes peeled, your minds curious, and your imaginations roaring. Because when it comes to dinosaurs, there's always something new and exciting to discover.
And with that, we wrap up our deep dive into the world of the mighty Brontosaurus.
But hey, the fun doesn't stop here. If you want to learn even more about Brontosaurus or other dinosaurs, be sure to check out your local library or do some exploring online.
There's a whole universe of dinosaur knowledge out there just waiting to be discovered.
And remember, keep those imaginations running wild. And don't forget the coolest fact of all: the Brontosaurus, the thunder lizard, really did walk the earth. Can you believe it? A creature so big and powerful that its footsteps probably sounded like thunder.
It's a reminder that our planet has an amazing history full of creatures beyond our wildest imaginations.
And who knows what other incredible secrets are still waiting to be discovered out there. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and never stop learning.
Thanks for joining us on Dinomite Adventures. Don't forget to subscribe for more exciting dinosaur discoveries. Dinomite Adventures is produced by the Dinomite team.